Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by Big Thinkers Academy. We are so excited that we provide professional solutions for maximizing human potential. Make sure you visit us at www.bigthinkersacademy.com. Check out our nonverbal workshop that's coming up, The Art of Reading Body Language, February 21st. You want to be there. Again, visit us at www.bigthinkersacademy.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six and seven figure earning women, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to inspire and encourage you, the listener, and second, we have to absolutely must promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. And today is another fabulous Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving. I trust everyone had a wonderful one. And for all of our international listeners, we thank you for celebrating with us as well. This happens to be the last Monday in November, the 28th. And you know, we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So go out and spread the same word about us. And you know what? Remember this. I don't care what it looks like. Your future is so bright. Trust me, it is. Well, you know, we are at it again. That's right. Today, you know, I got to play it for you. Today is the second part, you know, in our series. Well, we're introducing our new book, which is titled Wealthy Direct Sales Women. And no other than James Brown could say that it's a man's world, but you all know it would be nothing. Tell them, James. That's right. Without a woman or a girl. I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, we are so excited today with this. And when I tell you, I want you to go to www.wealthydirectsaleswomen.com because this is an awesome book. It's featuring top women all across the industry of network marketing. And today's show is going to be awesome because we actually have a stay-at-home mom that has created a high five-figure monthly residual income in less than 3 years. That's Miss Natalia Yasko. And the very, very special dynamic Dr. Jaleesa, who many of you all may know her from as a reoccurring health expert on the nationally syndicated Michael Basin show. Well, Dr. Jaleesa happens to be a second-generation networker, so we're going to have some great information from there as well. So what I need for you to do right now, everybody, go call, text, tweet, Facebook them. Tell them right now they have to tune in to 347-838-9278, 347-838-9278, or they can listen live right now at Wealthy Sisters Radio, Wealthy Sisters, that's S-I-S-T-A-S, WealthySistersRadio.com, because you don't want to miss this show. And actually, if you have just tuned in, we want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook. You can find us also on Twitter at Wealthy Sisters. And even when you go to Wealthy Sisters Radio, you can always join our mailing list to get a reminder about the show. And also, as you come on the page there with Blog Talk Radio, which we just love the network, we're so excited to be one of their featured guests here on the network, you can always follow us there as well. Now, I tell you, like I said, we are in for a real treat. And our first guest, Miss Natalia Yasko, is at the top of her game. She happens to be at the top of her company's compensation plan. She is one of the top money earners in the entire company, and her City is the number one producing city. So do you think she knows what she's talking about today? And you know what? I love her passion. She has a zest for life in helping others excel. And I love how she sums everything up, her whole experience, how her life has changed in this short period of time. And she sums it up in one word, and that's freedom. So when we come back, you're going to hear from none other than the dynamic Miss Natalia Yasko. So stay tuned after this short commercial break.
Having more money won't solve your problems, but being a trusted client of Visionary Financial Strategies will. Your help begins on the web by contacting vfstrategies.com. That's vfstrategies.com. Or 410-929-4837. Again, 410-929-4837. At Visionary Financial Strategies, every financial move must have a purpose. Visionary Financial Strategy.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Kernel Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Yes, we are live and we're back on Wealthy Sisters. And as always, we welcome all of our callers into the show. We've got the chat room that's launching right now for you. I know you all are looking for the chat room. It's coming up right now. We want to welcome you as well. And just want to say thank you again for taking the time out every week. Send us such kind words of encouragement. We thank you for listening to the show, and we are so inspired that you are inspired every week by the phenomenal content that we know we provide and the powerful guests. So I am not going to hold our next guest from you any longer. I want to welcome to the show a very, very special lady, Miss Natalia Yasko. Natalia, hello. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Hi, Deborah. I'm excited to be on with you today. Thank you.
Yes, yes. I tell you, you know, it is our pleasure to have you on board, and you represent everything that we love to promote every week here on Wealthy Sisters. I mean, your background is just so incredible, and I'd just love for you to go ahead and just share a little bit about how you actually got started in this industry, you know, what your background experience is so that our audience can see how what a beautiful story that you have. So go ahead and share with us.
Thank you, Deborah. Well, you know, I had the privilege of being a stay-at-home mom for the past, you know, 13 years before I found my company. And there came a point in my life where my children were, you know, in middle school that I thought, you know, I wanted something more. I was looking for something. And I was really, you know, due to the economy, I was looking for something with earning potential. But at the same time, I wanted to maintain the flexibility that I was accustomed to. So I looked, and there was really nothing out there that would offer me significant earning potential and let me maintain the flexibility that I so enjoyed to really raise my children. So I was very fortunate that my savvy husband found my company, and my husband is a former member of the New York Stock Exchange. He runs a hedge fund. He's a pretty savvy businessman. And he found my opportunity and gave me the gift to really empower ourselves and change our lives. So it's pretty incredible.
And before you were stay-at-home mom, I want you to share what you did as well, because a lot of times when people hear and they see people like yourself who have accomplished quite a bit, you know, you're blazing a trail, they tend to say to themselves or say, well, they had this extra, or this was, well, they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, or sure, quite naturally, they already had that kind of experience. So sure, they would be at the top. Why don't you share with our audience what your background experience was prior to entering into the direct sales industry, even before you were stay-at-home mom, rather?
Absolutely. And I love to share people that I had no direct selling experience before I entered my company. But, you know, I always say in my former life, because it feels like it's, you know, years and years and years ago, and it was, I was a professional figure skater. So I was training as a young girl, you know, in figure skating and competing. And then I shifted into coach. So I taught skating for many years. And then after I got married, I retired from figure skating and became a stay-at-home mom. So, yeah, transitioned from skating to being a caretaker of my children. So that was my background.
And now you found yourself in a position where you've been very fortunate to be at the top of the compensation plan and literally helping thousands of people receive freedom and experience freedom and joy like yourself. So that's great. Why don't you also share with us, you know, we hear a lot about network marketing and how it empowers others. And as a leader, as I mentioned, of such a large organization, how do you yourself help people take responsibility for their future?
Well, Deborah, self-empowerment comes from recognizing that we all have exactly what it takes to accomplish our goals, but only if we're willing to engage in the right activities. Sometimes you need someone to help you with that process. That's why I love the role of sponsor in direct sales. You are able to be that person that helps them take control of their own lives, and that empowers all of us.
And like some, give us some examples of some of the ways that, you know, someone might need help, or a way that you can help someone empower themselves, because it does seem like this could be kind of daunting to some if they're not used to that whole concept of sponsoring and the responsibility of someone else's success. Share with us some of those things that you do.
Sure. When I bring on a new business partner, it is truly my responsibility to transfer my knowledge and wisdom to them to help them achieve their goals. Their goals may be very different from my goals, but as long as they're willing to work, it's my responsibility to get them where they need to be. This is critical, especially in today's climate. And I feel a lot of people that I work with don't have that belief system from day one. So I always say, lean on me. As you're developing your belief system in yourself, lean on me because I believe in you.
And what are some of those things that people can do to begin to really believe in themselves? What are some of the things you share with them that they can do?
Well, I think it's all about having hope. I think, you know, hope for positive change. I think once you become hopeful, you start to believe in yourself. But you've got to believe day one, you know, with your partnership, with your company. You've got to believe in your products. You got to believe in what you're standing for. But I think it's definitely a roadmap to success. And I don't think it happens overnight. And most people don't come in with 100% belief from day one. And that's my job, is to help them really with their belief system.
Because, you know, that's a valid point that you're bringing up, because if we have that belief system, then no matter what challenges or what have you arise, you can continue to move forward, is what you're saying, when you have a belief system.
Absolutely, Deborah. And that's really, you know, the crux of the whole business, you know. The business is whatever you think it is. If you think you can do it, you're right. You know, if you think you can't, you're right as well. So a lot of this business is really in between your ears. You know, it's all in your head. So the belief system is so critical, but even more critical is having your reason why. You've got to know why you're in this business, because that why will carry you through the rough patches.
So are you saying that you've experienced some challenges in building your business? It hasn't been all rosy for you?
You know, Deborah, it is, you know, what you believe it is. And I really do think I was very, very fortunate to have a really smooth sailing kind of building process. But that's all mindset, truly is mindset. I have a huge why. I have three children. So they were my reason from day one. So it's pretty easy to wake up in the morning and be charged up and excited when you have an opportunity to really create something significant, you know, for your family. And, you know, I'm a freedom girl. Freedom means everything to me. So free to be with my husband and children wherever and whenever I like. You know, that's what this business model meant to me from day one. And it also means that I can take, you know, responsibility for my success on my own terms. You know, I decide the direction I take it in. So it's really all about mindset, and it is what you make it is. And, you know, some people do have a harder time in the beginning. And what it is, people have a hard time hearing those no's, you know what I mean? Getting the people that maybe don't want their product or don't want to join them in the business. That kind of brings some people down. But you have to realize you're going to hear the no's along the way. And you've got to be okay with that. You've got to be emotionally unattached to the no's, because we all hear them as part of the business model.
Right, right. Because, I mean, do you find that when people hear no in this industry, that they're really not saying no to you? They're really just saying no to their opportunity, or saying no to themselves, or it doesn't mean no. It could mean not right now.
You've got it. It means no, not right now. That's what I interpret it as, not right now. And it's a timing issue. But really, you know what I find, Deborah, after 3 years of being in this business, when people say no, it's truly because they don't believe that they can do it. It's about their belief system. You know, it's not about us. It's not about our opportunity. It's about them. That's what I find.
That's good. I mean, so you help your team and let them know that it's not anything that you need to take personally, because we do. We kind of attach our emotions, like you said, to that no, and they're not saying that to us. It's something generally what you're saying is what that person is dealing with within themselves, whether it's timing or whether they really believe they could do it or not. That's good. Now, you obviously are a magnet to others, because we know you have such a huge organization within your company there, and you've personally showed thousands of people a way to a financial future here and freedom. Do you think personality is important in this business? And if so, how has your personality trait played a role into your success?
Well, I believe that this is definitely a high-energy business. It's an adventure, never certain, but always exciting. And I do believe my passion and love for this business brings a high level of energy along with plenty of fun. And that's what most people want, Deborah. They want to get passionate about their dreams again. They want to have goals. And in the process, they definitely want to have some fun.
Yeah, I think today is fun is in particular. If you kind of look at some of the things on the rise, I believe I heard a couple of comedians say that their, you know, ticket sales might have been up as opposed to as other forms of entertainment, because people do want to laugh. They want to not have to deal with some of the things that they may be facing today with changes in their financial status or economy or what have you. So if you can help someone bring that passion and remember what it was like when you were a child, a dream again, that I think that's one of the greatest things that we can see that's done in this industry as well. How do you celebrate victories? I know you've talked about this before when we did our interview for the book, Wealthy Direct Saleswomen, which I want to encourage everyone, if you want to get that book, the pre-sales are available now. You can go to wealthydirectsaleswomen.com, and if you like to get it, you can see all of the different features there and purchase it from them directly from that site. But you talked a lot about victories and how you celebrate the small successes. Share more with our audience on how and why that's important to you.
Sure. I don't think people should really ever underestimate the difference you can make in someone's life by taking the time to praise and recognize their efforts. This truly results in improving self-esteem, and this is the type of business where you need all the self-esteem you can muster up, because there is a lot of rejection involved in your daily prospecting actions. So someone appreciating your efforts helps you take things not so personally and continue to move on. I always like to recognize the very first time a consultant adds a new customer or brings on a new team member. Don't we all remember our first times? I want this journey to be a happy memory for a long, long time because it is a process. So I think we need to celebrate every small milestone along the way. I mean, the journey doesn't start today and end tomorrow. You know, there is a process, and that's what's key. Every step that gets you closer to your goal, you need to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. I remember you mentioned that too, because I'm the type of person that I'm driven. I get excited when something is completed, and it's in taking the time out in between. Like, I don't feel that I can celebrate if I'm not all the way at what the main goal is. And so that was really, I have to admit, that was really, really beneficial for me to be reminded of that. I've heard that, but just to be reminded that, yes, okay, celebrate the small steps. Celebrate them, because they all lead to the larger ones. And really, if you begin to do that, you're saying you can really excel and soar, I believe, quicker to your main goal if you are focused and you stay in that mindset of celebration.
Absolutely. It is such a journey, Deborah, and it's beautiful to watch people evolve and grow. And it's just wonderful to play a part in that as well. It's a journey mm-hmm. that results in improving self-esteem and confidence. This business model really is, it's a journey of personal development as well. You know that. Everyone mm-hmm. gets better all the way around by being involved mm-hmm. in this business model.
What are some of the areas in your life that you're most grateful, since we're just coming from Thanksgiving, coming off that period here that we celebrate in the U.S., what are some of the things that you're most grateful that you've been able to see yourself grow personally or professionally in this industry?
You know, Deborah,
outside of the money.
Yeah. I've grown in every way, Deborah. Financial freedom is a beautiful thing, Deborah. But outside of that, mm-hmm. you know, it's got to be, I'm so thankful for the friendships that have come into my life from across the country through mm-hmm. my business. I mean, that is truly the icing on the cake, and we're having so much fun as we build this business together. I'm thankful that my husband found this opportunity and gave me the gift to really change my life. You know, everyone mm-hmm. is going along in their daily lives. They don't realize there's a lot more out there. I think people get kind of in a box, you know, in their comfortable place, and mm-hmm. they don't venture out. There's a whole world out there filled with opportunity. And I think mm-hmm. people get used to the status quo. And I'm so mm-hmm. thankful, you know, for where I am today. I am mm-hmm. at the happiest place I've ever been in my life because of this journey. You know, I mean, financial freedom is security, Deborah, and it means different things to different people. But to me, it allows me to, you know, give my children what they need to be successful in their lives. And that is what I'm thankful for. You know, I was a stay-at-home mom. So for me to be able to take control of my life and then help mm-hmm. other women and men do the same for their lives and their families, mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what I'm thankful for. You know, when you start this business, you're thinking about yourself. You know, you're thinking about, you know, that income that you want to be making. But when you get to that sweet spot, it's then you have the opportunity to look at your team and help each and every one that wants to, you know, achieve great things. You get to help them, whatever it is. And that is the sweet spot of this business mm-hmm. model. It mm-hmm. truly is. It's all about, you know, leadership. And that is a privilege.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love it. You know, one of the common themes, if I were to say, out of all the interviews in the book, all of you dynamic women in the book, every one of you have said the same thing, that, you know, it's the ability to be able to literally reach and help others achieve success. I mean, the reward is so much greater when you're able to see that and help others accomplish that. So that's wonderful. Congratulations to you. What would you like to leave our audience with today, Natalia?
Well, I too like to definitely talk about, you know, the principle of adding value to everything you do and touch. And that's what I feel that we do within this business model. And, you know, continual learning is adding value to your personal development and your ability to become more successful in this business. And I like to help people achieve their wildest dreams because, you know what, Deborah, most people, you know, have given up on dreaming a long time ago. And when I hear people say that they're beginning to dream again, and then they begin to live out their dreams and their passions, it's just really incredible. So I definitely want to encourage people to do something they've never done before. You know, if they're not happy where they are in their lives, take control of your life today. You know, do something you've never done before and live a life that you are truly passionate about. Freedom is everything. I'm a freedom girl, Deborah. And that adds value to your life, to live on your own terms and be free to do what you want to do and decide the direction that you want to take your life to is definitely a gift. And you know what? The opportunities are out there for everyone. I love this because this business is not singular. This business is for everyone. And this business only works when you help other dynamic people achieve what they want. So it's a business about helping others. So I love people and I love my team and I love being in business for myself and I love what it's afforded me. So I'm just a happy girl, Deborah, and excited. And I want everyone to have hope. That's what I really want most for everyone listening, that there is hope during this down economy for financial freedom. It's out there.
Yes. Yes, yes, because during this down economy, while everybody else is scaling or sliding down, yours was going the opposite way. So
yes,
you are living proof, you know, that we do not have to have the same life that everybody else has, that there's a difference, and we have to go out there and definitely be open to find it. Well, you have just heard from none other than Miss Natalia Yasko. Natalia, please give everyone your contact information so that they can reach you and connect with you and learn more about what you are doing.
Absolutely. I have my email address. Would that
sure
be sufficient, Deborah?
Sure.
Natalia, which is spelled N-A-T-A-L-I-A, then another A, last name Yasko, Y-O-S-C-O, at yahoo.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And also you can go to Wealthy Direct Sales Women and you'll see Natalia's name right there. You can click on her link and learn more about her and even join her contact list if you'd like to receive information from her as well. So once again, Natalia, thank you so much for being a part of this awesome project. Congratulations again to you for all that you're doing. And we are looking forward to continued success from you and continue to have a super day today.
Thank you, Deborah. You have a great day as well.
Thank you. And
bye-bye
to everyone that's tuned in, hold tight. I tell you, this show is just phenomenal. I have the privilege to introduce to you another outstanding woman in the field of direct sales, none other than Miss, or shall I say, Dr. Julissa Hernandez, and she's affectionately known as Dr. Julissa. We're going to take a short break and come right back, and I know that our chat room, we're having just a few technical difficulties, and we are doing everything to get it up and running for everyone, hopefully by the end of the show here. And otherwise, please stay tuned after this short break. We'll be right back with Dr. Julissa.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
Yes, yes, we are live and we're back. This is Deborah Hartnett. We are here on Wealthy Sisters on the fabulous Blog Talk Network. Just want to thank again everyone for tuning in, and also want to let you know that you need to check us out on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I tell you, they have launched some exciting campaigns, and we want you to know that we are part of them, so stay tuned coming up for that. And also, I want to remind everyone about BigThinkersAcademy.com. Check us out, the art of reading body language. So now, our very, very special guest that we want to introduce to you all is Dr. Julissa Hernandez, who happens to be, like we mentioned, a reoccurring natural health expert on the national syndicated Michael Basin Show. Dr. Julissa, as she is called, has been practicing naturopathic, holistic medicine, urology, and iridology for over 15 years. And Dr. Julissa happens to be a top trainer and teacher with Nature Sunshine. And in 2009, she was recognized as the youngest female national manager in the history of the company. So I am so thrilled to welcome to, again, Wealthy Sisters, Dr. Julissa. Hello.
Hello, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me once again. Hello, listeners.
Yes. Yes, yes. I know we had the opportunity to have you on the show. You got a chance to talk about your practice and what you do, and then, you know, it's just been a privilege to have you a part of the Wealthy Direct Saleswomen book. So we are really excited. Last week, our special guest was Yvonne Oswald, and if those who tune in, if you have not heard that, we want to make sure you go and you can check the show out in the archives there, but she talked about staying excited and exuberant and how important that is, so I am thrilled to have you a part of the project, so welcome, and you're a second generation in this industry. Tell us about that.
Definitely, yes, I am. First, I do want to say that I am honored to be here once again, and I had a somewhat poor beginning. I was born in the Bronx, New York, and first generation.
Gotta say boogie down. Always got to say that.
yes, you know, and, you know, first generation born of Dominican parents. I am the eldest of three girls, and I don't want to give too much away of what's already in the book, but my parents were definitely able to take us out of the of where we were, of the environment that we were in, of the things that we were not so happily exposed to by finding this dream, finding this opportunity with Nature Sunshine, or direct sales network marketing in general. This type of business is what I saw brought my parents out of that, started to give us the better life that they felt that we deserved. And when I saw this opportunity, although attending college and so on, I saw that this was the way to go. Even after finishing my studies, network marketing was what I wanted to do. I took it and spread my wings and flew with it. And I have enjoyed every single moment of it. I feel, and I know that all of us leaders feel, that we are in the best company ever, and all of our compensation plans are the best, and so on. All of them are great, but this is definitely the number one choice as far as business that I would recommend for everyone, because here, with the support of my family, with the support of all of my downline managers, who I love and consider my family as well, I have been able to help others reach their dreams, see their excitement, and, of course, progressively reaching my dreams as well. I mean, one of the ones that I have soon enough is to build a school in Dominican Republic, and everyone pretty much knows that, and that dream will come soon.
Yeah, it's nothing like, you know, being involved in the industry of direct sales and what it can actually bring for you. It's incredible. And I think it's wonderful to see that you are a second generation, that your parents, you saw firsthand on where you were before your parents got involved in the industry and what it was able to do. You know, obviously you said you're first generation born here, so your parents were had just moved here and perhaps maybe had, you know, looking for a better way for their children and was able to find that. That's a wonderful story there. Now, tell us, I know this weekend coming up, one of the great benefits I understand and love about this industry is the trips, you know, that you go on. And so you're this weekend, you're going, I understand, on a trip. That are you paying for it, or is it something that this industry provided for you?
Well, this industry is what I do recommend everyone to definitely consider, because I am pretty sure that a good 99% of us love to travel. And my happiness comes with me being able to travel with my family and, of course, my company's family, my downline, as they have won trips to, for example, a cruise that we are going to be leaving on this Saturday, one of so many. That they provide, because they actually see the hard work that one does. We will be visiting Antigua and the Bahamas and all of these wonderful islands, all courtesy of them recognizing and noticing our work. And it's not really work when you think about it, but it's such a joy to do it on an everyday basis. And yes, we'll be going there. And if I may say that they are also going to be taking us to Hawaii in March, Switzerland in September of next year. And these are all trips that this type of business provides, that these companies know how to recognize you for your labor, for your work, and, of course, the ability to change people's lives and see these smiles, enjoying beaches with me, enjoying the sun with me on these trips is just a plus. It's a blessing.
And you're taking your family with you, your husband and your son. So, I mean, it's just wonderful. It's a lifestyle that so many people really deserve to have. Would you agree?
Definitely. And just to know that you're able to change these lives is a plus, a given, yes.
So tell me, now I asked Natalia this question before. Tell me a little bit. Or what has been one of the greatest moments or personal development moments in your life since you've been involved in this industry? I guess I know you were with your parents, but from when you started actively building a business in direct sales.
I began at the age of 18. That is when I first was sponsored and started to notice. And before that, I was helping my parents and already seeing how they were growing in this. But at that point and finishing my studies, I really took it and flew with my own organization and training. Every week I do training in the location where my office is, so that I have a conference room, a room where I can get all of managers together to train them on growing different aspects of the business, presenting product and so on and so forth. The biggest joy of what I've done, there's so many moments, Deborah, it's hard.
That's a hard question, huh?
It is. It's difficult. The most memorable moment, I mean, all of them are wonderful. Every single convention is wonderful. Every single conference. Every single meeting, every single event, period, is just a joy, and they all leave me with wonderful memories. See my own downline recognized on stage, I cry with them. I'm there taking pictures at the edge of the stage, and it's a joy for me. It's a joy. My company knows how passionate I am about our company, and I can truly say that they saw me grow up. they see me for such a long time, and they have seen the growth, and I have wonderful support from them. This is definitely a business that will leave you with wonderful memories and will continue to give you beautiful memories, because you're part of other people's lives in helping them achieve exactly what all of us know are necessary to achieve dreams. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there is a lot in the industry that revolves around leadership and leadership principles. How important is leadership to you and the principle of leadership? And tell me, what does leadership mean to you?
I believe you can't truly develop leaders if you're not one yourself. You have to show the initiative to want to grow. You have to give them a system to work with that they know they can duplicate. And when they see your enthusiasm, the excitement, and the passion through you to be able to stand in front of a group and present yourself and give them the oomph to be able to do the same, that is leadership. Those are leadership skills right there. You have to be a leader. If not, you're not going to be able to duplicate yourself, develop the depth that you want, and so that they can see and feel that they want to do the same things you're doing. That, to me, makes a leader. And there are many, many in my downline that I'm very proud to have. And if they wouldn't achieve those skills, they wouldn't be able to grow at all.
So you say it's really important to be the one that you want others to follow. I think we used to say all the time, you know, would you follow you?
Exactly.
Would you follow you? that's the first thing.
perfect example. I mean, you can't go up in front of a group with a frown or with a dull voice. And I mean, I'm the giddy, laughing one. Just, yes, you can do this, and it's this easy. And oh my God, the simple message. I truly feel that now that you mention that, the simple message that causes duplication is what I believe truly makes a leader, because you can't have them feel that you know more about this, about that. No. You have to make them feel that this is you as well. You can do this and carry yourself off to making a dozen little Debras as well, you know, millions, thousands of little Debras as well. So that is a big plus when you know that you've delivered a simple message that they can also duplicate and they feel they can pass on to others. Makes a big leader.
It does. It makes a big difference when you look at that. And today, you know, it seems like what is happening within the industry of direct sales, if we could transfer that to mainstream as far as focusing on leadership, I believe a lot of the challenges that we see even today that people come in contact with through the political end or corporate distrust or even some of the things that the most recent things that we've seen in the media here with some of the institutions, that if we focus back on leadership and the core essence of what leadership means, I believe that would make a huge difference in some of the outcomes that we're seeing today. What's your opinion on that?
I absolutely agree with that. It's the core of what our business is really a definition of. The core is that for you to truly expose yourself in this business, to grow the way you want to grow, for you to grow depth and duplicate yourself, if you are not a leader, people will not do so. It's just a given. So leadership is definitely number one. But I also believe that leaders are born when they work on themselves and have the right mindset. I know a lot of people hear about that. They hear about, think positive. To me, it's a bit cliche just to think positive, because think positive is not just, oh, but I don't want this to happen. We already know that it's focusing on those goals and the dreams that you want and what you want to achieve. If you don't have the right mindset, that also will prevent you from becoming a great leader. And it's an energy, Deborah, that other people can sense. They can feel that. They can sense if you're fake about it. They can truly feel that. So I have to also train my leaders to, in their own special way, because everyone is different, absorb that and take the one thing that they feel that strongly and that passionate about, and to use that as their drive to present themselves to others and other prospects so that they can duplicate themselves and be that leader in front of them when they're speaking in front of them or they're training others.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, like you're saying, just be your authentic self. Be who you are. Your true self, and find your strength, and people will want to follow you. I think I remember I had mentioned this on the show before. Oprah was talking, I forgot what guest we had on, and we were talking about Oprah mentioned, oh, I know it was with our interview we did with the video expert, but she talked about how it's important to be who you are in front of the video camera. And I remember Oprah saying for so many years in the beginning she wanted to be Barbara Walters, so she was Barbara Walters. She sat like her, she spoke like her, everything, she reported the news. And then finally when she began to be herself and turned that switch, that's when everything began to click for her. Being your best you, being your best you. How do you encourage others to be more authentic?
One thing that I can do, and what I have learned, and even recently I've learned in some events that I've attended, is that you can show everyone how to do this business. Show them the exact same thing. Show all your prospects the exact same thing. Show all your managers the exact same thing so that they can duplicate this business. Yet, they have to put that little twist in it to make it theirs. Okay? Mm-hmm. I have a specific way of doing my speaking engagement. I am very animated. I love to use my arms, my smile, my you know, and my body to express and give a point across and make a point understood. But if I'm training someone and they're standing in front of someone or giving an event in the home, they're going to do it their way. All I can do, and I can't tell you how to do your business, but I'll give you the tools so that you can carry out these basic points and carry it out the way you'd like with your own style. And that's what makes them, I believe, more successful, because I can't do it like my, for example, you know, upline parents or the upline above them. And talk. No, I can't do it like the top leaders that are in the MLM events that I've seen. I may not go up there and rip off my jacket like so-and-so does, you know. I won't do that, but I'll go up there and smile and point and, you know, and do so. So they have to make it theirs. But there is a outline that I am pushing forward that I train them to follow. Now, take a little twist, and there are certain things that I tell them, no, you can't do that.
Right.
This and this will happen. I've been doing this for a while.
Right.
You can't do this, but here, here, and here, definitely put your little twist. And that makes it theirs. It feels better that way.
Yeah. I think it's important to bring this up because in this industry, we talk so much about duplication, that even as leaders, and it's great to hear you say that, and Natalia mentioned that also when we, in the beginning of the show, you know, it's great to have that person to have their own identity within, because you then otherwise, I've been involved in situations where it becomes a cult-like atmosphere, and that's something that you don't want to have that. But, you know, when people, everyone is the same and no one has their unique style of doing it, because quite naturally there are dominant personalities that we know everyone has, and each personality, some personalities are going to reach others where others won't. So that's great. Now, tell us more about how you, if someone is just now, they just tuned in, and by the way, if you just tuned into our show, show. This is the second part of our series for top women. We're interviewing top women in the industry of direct sales in celebration of our new book that's going to be released at the first of the year called Wealthy Direct Sales Women. You can go to wealthydirectsaleswomen.com right now and learn more about the book. Do pre-sales of the book. You can click on Dr. Julissa's name. You can click on Natalia Yasko's name, our guest from the first half of the show. But Dr. Julissa, tell us more about, you know, as far as people that are looking to get involved in this industry and may still may not be sure why they should get involved. I mean, you've been involved your whole life just about. But why would someone on the outside looking in, why would you strongly urge for them to get involved in an opportunity within direct sales?
Well, I'm sure that there is a story or two out there of someone coming back from their lunch break at their 9-to-5 job and looking up at the clock and noticing that it's 3 o'clock, that they have 2 more hours to go, and that they have another few months to go in the year, and they have another 40 years to go before retirement, and that they're going to do this miserable day all over again when the alarm rings the next day. I'm sure that that sounds dreadful to many, and if that does, then you have to consider this type of a business. I already said a little bit of my story before I even continue. You're talking to a young girl that grew up in a slightly poor environment and who saw how this opportunity was able to give her parents and her sisters a better life. So know that within this business, you can achieve your dreams. You will be able to enjoy the benefits that you desire in a very short time, because if you follow a specific system, if you learn that you will only need to utilize the 1% of 100 other people, And that way you don't have to put your own 100% effort into an everyday job to achieve what you want, then you should consider this business. Multi-level marketing, network marketing, direct sales is the new wave. Warren Buffett says it is the best decision he's ever made. Donald Trump says that if he could do it all over again, this is what he would do. There's a reason why these people are saying these things. Look at the writer, for example, of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Forgive me,
Robert Kiyosaki.
Correct. He even has said it, that network marketing, direct sales is the new age business. Please look at the economy and notice that just the 9-to-5 is not going to help you achieve those true desires in life that you want. Money's not everything. What I'm happy about the company I'm involved with is that I can help people achieve what is health and wealth at the same time. I am involved in obviously using natural supplements to help others achieve optimum health, and along with that, they're achieving, you know, correcting the illness of the pocket. My father called it that. I love to quote him with that one. So we're helping the illness of the body and the illness of the pocket.
Wonderful.
And it sounds even funnier in Spanish. So I do want to touch upon, if I may, Deborah. A lot of the people involved in my downline are immigrants. We're talking about people that looked at that American dream as something that was completely unreachable. People who have been able to change their lives with multi-level marketing after coming into this country and never imagining that it could be this good. People that don't maybe started out without any sort of medical insurance and needed ways to help their bodies get better, and started in this type of a business, and at the same time noticing that their health was getting better, at the same time were able to achieve a better financial status. So, I mean, we're talking about people that I don't even use Twitter, don't use Facebook, as, you know, my parents are not involved in doing that. That's why I have developed my downline and gone and just flown with it, because I'm able at least to use those types of media. But you don't have to know all of those things to grow big in this. I have a huge number of managers that don't even turn on the computers. A large number of managers, no, I swear to you, that they'll listen to the conference call via phone. Now, some of them are getting a little bit savvier in my meetings. I will train them how to do it, but maybe only a child in the household knows how to work that computer. And this, it's not difficult. It is so easy, you know. And growing in this business is as easy as recommending something. Just like we ladies love to recommend the store where we bought those great shoes, it's the same process.
Right, same process. Well, I tell you, this time has flown by so fast. We again want to thank you. Please give everyone your contact information, Dr. Julissa, so that they can stay in contact with you, connect with you, and learn more about what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. Well, you can find me at drjulissa.com. That's drjulissa.com. You can also find me on my blog and see articles I've published on health and on the business. It's drjulissablog.com. You can also visit Bazed and Live, the Michael Bazed and Show's website, bazedandlive.com, BASDENLIVE.com, and visit the Pod Center, search me, and you'll see and hear, actually, all of the programs that I have recorded with Mr. Bazden in this year, and I have been on the program for now over 8 years. Such a wonderful experience. You can also find me at LinkedIn. Just search Dr. Julissa and Empire Avenue and Twitter and so on and so forth, but the website is the best way. And for email, it's drjulissa@drjulissa.com, drjulissa@drjulissa.com.
Yes, and we're excited. We have you not only have the new book coming out with Wealthy Direct Sales Women, but you have a book coming out that we're proud to say that Wealthy Sisters Publishing is proud to be a part of that experience also with you as well. So, Dr. Julissa, thank you again. Congratulations to you for all that you are doing and changing lives, in not only financially but in a health way as well. And definitely want to say thank you to our first guest, the lovely Natalia Yasko, as well. You can go to WealthyDirectSalesWomen.com. Be sure to learn more about these dynamic features. Pre-order your book today. You can just click on either of the names there, our special guest, Dr. Julissa, or Natalia's name there as well, and be able to pre-order that book, and I'm sure they'll even autograph it for you as well. Stay tuned next week. We will have a third part of our series. We're so excited. Next week, our special guests are two more phenomenal women that are featured in the Wealthy Direct Sales Women book. And again, thank you for everything that you all are doing every day. And if you will continue to tune in, make sure if you missed the first half of this show, you can go to WealthySistersRadio.com and catch this show and all of our others as well. So, again, we wish you and all of yours the best of everything great. Continue to have a super day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hardnett, our host next week, as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.
you got any questions, just give me a call. I don't know what happened there. Can you hear me?